Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. Addiction to drugs like alcohol and tobacco often stems from childhood trauma, and substance use disorders can make it difficult for people who are experiencing homelessness in particular to get help. This week we hear from Heather Harlan. She's a prevention specialist and adolescent counselor at Phoenix Health Programs in Columbia. She spoke about the importance of mental health care and primary prevention of substance use disorders for those experiencing homelessness, especially young people. Here's Heather.
First of all, not everyone who is homeless has a substance use disorder. The odds are very good, however, that someone who is homeless might at least have a mental health issue, depression, anxiety, trauma, something else that's going on. There are people who become homeless through financial reasons, medical bills, unexpectedly lost job, et cetera. It's less likely that those individuals or families become homeless for a prolonged length of time. Someone perhaps is homeless and someone says, well, you can move in with me for a while. But maybe if there's a mental health issue or a substance use issue, I have lots of individuals I'm aware of who they said, well, hey, you can move in with me. Come on, brother, you can move in with me while you're homeless. Well, then the brother steals from them. Again, because this is a chronic brain issue. And again, the brain is what you need to organize, to choose and create alternative behaviors for a healthier way of life. That is exactly what is impaired. Alcohol, for example, gives a much, much bigger reward on the brain than getting up and going to work, than taking a walk, than getting a good night's sleep or spending time with your tribe. So what's rewarded gets repeated, we're more likely. And with people who are struggling with mental health issues, who are really struggling to find a way to feel better, this offers a very easy way. And the only thing you have to do is just put the chemical in your body. If we don't address it, it has the potential to affect every area of your life. Even if someone did not turn to tobacco, alcohol, and other drug use as a way of coping with trauma, they are still at much higher risk for other physical ailments such as diabetes, certain kinds of cancer, hypertension, financial problems, less productivity at work, marital issues. There are a lot of things that we as a population would be much higher risk for. So when we look at prevention, we need to go back a lot further than looking at someone in their 20s who's having issues. The saying, kids are resilient, just isn't true. We carry, if you will, physical, chemical alterations in our body systems as a result of trauma that happens to us as children. So then often what we see with families is families try to help and then they get burned in the process. And then the individual, because they're unable to get better, then they just sort of burn bridges with everybody. And they go, oh, okay. So I guess I'm homeless. So they're really unable. The other thing is every homeless person, there was a point much earlier where they could have been helped. We don't have to wait until things get awful and acute. We can help people on any part of that continuum.
That was Heather Harlan of Phoenix Health Programs speaking about the challenges that substance use disorders can pose for people who are experiencing homelessness and their families. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Jonah McKeown. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.